With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Buckingham Palace announces that King Charles has been diagnosed with a form of cancer. It has begun treatment. The palace says the cancer is not related to the king's recent treatment of a benign prostate condition. It did not say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch has. The Republican point man for Senate elections in 2024 says he is a no on the border compromise with Democrats. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
As head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, Senator Steve Daines is responsible to see his party does well in this year's election, something he and other conservatives say won't happen if Republicans give too much ground on the border. In a post on X, Daines sums up his opposition, quote, I can't support a bill that doesn't secure the border, provides taxpayer-funded lawyers to illegal immigrants, and gives billions to radical open borders groups. I'm a no. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, it's a soggy Monday in Southern California with another atmospheric river hitting that region. The slow-moving storm expected to dump heavy rain with potentially devastating flooding. On the economic front, prices are high. Now we're finding out how many Americans are running up their credit card balances.
Americans held more than $1 trillion on their credit cards in the third quarter of 2023. That is a record, and that number is expected to get even bigger when the data for the final few months of the year is released next month. Some people have spent their savings and run up their credit card balances after battling inflation for more than 2 years. These are mostly lower and middle income consumers. Experts worry that they're falling behind on their debts and that things could get worse for them in the year ahead. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 259 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is getting ready for a trip south of the border.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel to tens of thousands in Mexico City on February 17th and 18th. The event will be held in the Palacio de los Deportes, which holds about 18,000 people. A number of contemporary Christian artists will perform, including Michael W. Smith and Dennis Agajanian. Graham holds several gospel festivals around the globe every year. So far, he's got Mexico and Poland on the 2024 schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Over the warnings of clergymen and pro-family advocates, Virginia lawmakers are looking to expand gambling in the state. Dueling legislative proposals backed by different gambling companies would open the door for an expansion of betting machines in businesses. They would be in gas stations, restaurants, and convenience stores. This is SRN News. Firefighters wrestling with massive forest fires that broke out in central Chile as officials imposed new curfews in the city's most heavily affected by the blazes.
Late Sunday, officials said over 100 people were confirmed dead so far from the fires, which have left at least 1,600 people without homes. The fires, which began on Friday, have been burning with the highest intensity around the city of Viña del Mar, where a famous botanical garden founded in 1931 has been destroyed by the flames. On Sunday morning, Chilean President Gabriel Boric visited the town of Quilpe, which was also heavily affected by the fires. The death toll could rise as rescue workers search through homes that have collapsed. I'm Charles Dulles.
Police in southwestern Germany say five people injured when a carnival float burst into flames in the city of Kiel. Firefighters extinguished the fire relatively quickly, but the rest of the parade was canceled. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.